Unlocking the door to the room, I hear the click. Then I drag you inside by the hand, locking it behind me, as we practically tear our clothes away, until we are standing before each other, just naked. Your slim arms hanging there by your side, breasts gently heaving, large dark smears of flesh surrounding big, tight, and stiffened nipples, smooth thighs leading to delicate little feet, all of them shining and hungry. Your eyes drift as you follow the trail of hair that starts at my chest and thickens and darkens into a nest surrounding my cock. Almost girlish delight as you see it swaying, stiff and thick and cut. Juice is already beginning to ooze from the earlier adventures. You can't resist. Already your mind is begging to know how it would feel in your hand, in your mouth, inside of you. And you kneel before me, reaching up to me, delicately curling around the shaft from the base, as you feel the heat and my muscles twitching from your gentlest caresses. You catch a glimpse of my musky scent as you gently move the flesh of me up and down. Slowly, stretching me utterly tight and proud at the bottom of your movement, slack flesh gathering to my tip at the top of your movement, as you lick your lips and purse them delicately, greedily sucking me into your wet mouth, engulfing me, tongue sliding down the vein as you playfully cup my balls and squeeze ever so slightly, still taking me in, feeling me press to the back of your throat as you moan, closing your eyes, your soft voice rasping against me as I playfully clench a handful of times. You feel me twitch, your pussy reacting, soaking again, tight and lonely, wishing that these twitches were delivering something slick and thick, a soup of our creation, drawn from deep within. And I reach down, running powerful fingers through your hair as you settle into a lazy, bobbing rhythm, back and forth, eager to submit it to the explosive release that I had given you under that dining room table. Sucking and rubbing, running your tongue around me, your little hand wrapped at my base with your thumb pressing as you twist and squeeze me tighter, back and forth, but slowing a little, you press me harder and deeper, your gag reflex, as I feel you getting comfortable with me surging back and forth, my hips now joining in the dance, a fire raising up from inside me as you moan deeply, taking me as I edge deeper, back and forth, as you close your eyes and hold your stance, just letting me fuck you, thrusting into your throat as you feel me beginning to tighten. You take my balls in one hand and grasp them tightly, owning me as I surge back and forth and back and forth, my deep growling voice sensing where I'm going. You happily smirking as your mouth grips tighter and urges me on further and further, and I start to feel that familiar pressure. But we all know the twitching that becomes a pulsing, and as my muscles start to lock together, tensing tightly, my balls draining in preparation as my hand grips the back of your head tighter and tighter now, you slowing as you know I'm almost there, your tongue shifting slightly so the soft, angry tip of me is rubbed in the most sensitive of places as I grunt and hold my breath and then fall over the edge, slamming one final time deep inside your throat as you open your mouth to its widest, deep hunger about to be drowned as I spurt my cock clenching as you squeal with delight, taking my thick warm seed, splashing into you over and over and over. Then you release me, curling a hand around the pulsing shaft of my angry cock and holding me just so with your eyes closed and your head back as I spill onto your face, your mouth, your cheek, thick rivulets slowly dripping from your chin and onto your thigh. But I keep spurting, getting gentler and gentler with every spasm. I'd never been fucking blown like this before. Never been deep-throated, and the intensity of the white fire coursing through me as you happily leave me dribbling over you, content to lick your lips and taste me, your soft grip still encircling me as the pulses became softer, my cries into the night growing softer, as my lungs gulp for air, and you milk me, squeezing every drop from me, happy and just content to return the favor, your little slit tight and hot, knowing just how it feels to be led and then pushed over that cliff. And then I led you to the bed as I collapsed, breathing deeply over and over, my blood singing through my veins as you kiss me greedily, murmuring aching words. This is what you taste like, smearing your mouth against mine as we devoured each other, two souls connected by desire and such aching thoughts and opportunity. And then sliding three fingers deep inside your soppingly soaked pussy, you paint my face with your juices, a sharp, pungent scent enveloping my senses as you whisper again, and that is what you do to me. As I lay there, smiling and sighing, you settle into my body, getting comfortable, gently stroking a soft hand across my chest, fingers playing through my hair, circling smoothly around my stiff little nipples, sometimes running a fingertip down my belly, pausing below my belly button, before raising your nails against my skin as you return to my chest, soft and gentle kisses against my shoulder, snuffling through my armpit, my cologne still just faintly detectable, as it's replaced with my own scent, which you drink in, sighing deeply, reveling in your ability to make me unravel, recent events flashing through your mind, making you content and protected, trusting and utterly abandoned. You slip a hand down between your thighs, which squeeze tightly, feeling the heat and the juices dripping from you. I wonder what your boyfriend is doing right now whilst you lay here with a naked stranger who has given you things you never thought possible at the beginning of the day. He's probably trying to chat up that brunette behind the bar, thinking he's all powerful. I feel you stretching and sighing as you snuggle in and with half a hug show me just how content you are. But such vulnerability is both disarming and charming, and I realize that you think the night is over, ended with you making me shudder and release. Oh my, how wrong can you be?